Hannah brought her son Samuel to the priest Eli. She brought him to the house of the Lord, and Hannah said, I have given him to the Lord for his whole life. May he be given, O God, to you. Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem to dedicate and consecrate Jesus to the Lord. Simeon and Anna were there, and they blessed the child Jesus. And Scripture says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with others. Paul, writing a letter to his friend Timothy, said, Timothy, I'm reminded of your sincere faith. I saw it in your mother and in your grandmother. And Timothy, I remember that even from infancy and from childhood, you loved Scripture. Remember the words that Moses told the children of Israel? Deuteronomy chapter 6. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord God directed me to teach you to observe in the land as you're crossing the Jordan to possess, that you and your children and their children after them may love and fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping his decrees and commands that I give you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, even when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your home, even upon your gates. Paul said, as he wrote his letter to those in Ephesus, moms and dads, don't exasperate your kids. Don't send them over the edge, but bring them up in the instruction and the training of the Lord. And Jesus himself said, you let those children come to me. The disciples said, we don't have time. Jesus said to those rulers, to those parents, to whomever, bring the kids. Bring the kids to me. And so for 33 years of my pastoral ministry, I've had the privilege of being a part of worship services like this. And never has it been more important, more needed, more necessary, more pressing than today. We know that Satan is having a heyday in our families as well as the church. Never before have we ever needed families like these to commit, to dedicate your family to God. So I want to give a challenge to our parents and then church. I want to give a challenge to all of us as well. Parents, you just stood here. Some of you shaking a little bit, wondering what that kid would do. You just stood here and you dedicated. You committed. I think you just had a covenant experience between God, your spouse, your child, in your church. I think that commitment and that covenant and that vow is just as important as the vow that you took to your husband or wife on that day as you stood before God and you committed your life to love forever and ever. You have made a commitment. You have, and I don't think you can say, oops, I didn't know that. You did it. And we saw it. God will be faithful. God will keep his end of the covenant. Will you? Secondly, parents, I hope even as you dedicated your child or children, that maybe today you dedicate and rededicate your marriage and your family. What a gift you can give your children. They're going to see in you. They're going to see in you what it is to love and what it is to mess up. They're going to see in you what it is to forgive. To forgive. They're going to learn from you. If you never said a word, they're going to learn how to do marriage, how to do life, how to do family, how to do church. As a parent, I beg of you, renew that commitment. And if you've said, well, you know what, we're already too far down the road. We've already, you know what, you're never too far down the road. And to single parents who are here today who may say, I made a commitment, I did that. Thanks be to God for second chances. Thanks be to God that when we mess up, God is still faithful and he is so good and full of grace. Parents, dedicate and rededicate that home and that marriage. And yes, dedicate and commit to the church. You know, there are some churches, especially during COVID, that have continued to do parent and child dedication. But here's what they've done. They've moved the parent and child dedication to the home. And many, or some of those churches I'm told of, really like that because now it becomes another event. You know, you have an engagement and you have this engagement party and everything's a big event. And when you have your children now, you have to have a reveal party and you invite everyone and it's an event. And many now have decided that parent-child dedication can be a great event in the backyard and you do barbecue and your friends come. But the church isn't there. There's something about dedicating and committing to God in the presence of the church. Parents, I know you because I see you. You are so involved in so much. You get your kids somehow to dance, and Casey loves that. You get your kids to dance, and you get them to cheer, and you definitely get them to soccer and to baseball and to t-ball. You are so busy. You are moving in so many directions. Don't forget the church. You can say, I wish you wouldn't say that. Well, I'm going to say it because it's so easy to do. We get so involved and so busy in doing life. Your kids are going to see and they're going to notice and they're going to know how important it is, yes, to show up in Bible study and to show up in worship. I'm not talking about some legalistic, if you don't show up, you're going to get that mean call. No, you show up because you can't help but show up because you love God and you want your kids to be a part of the family of faith. Show up and follow through because you need us. We need you. Now, parents, take a deep breath because there's also a challenge I need to give to the church. Church, you too made a commitment, a covenant, an oath today. You said, yes, we love this. We love those children. We love those families. It makes us feel good. God, we give you thanks. But then the second part of that covenant was, and we will be there. An oath. Our prayer room should be filled every week. By those of us whose young children have grown up, we should be in that prayer room on our knees praying for these families. And if you're not in the prayer room every day in your home, these families need your prayers. And to know that a church is holding me and walking with me, and to know every day when my kids are sending me off the cliff that my church is praying for me. Church, I hope you are encouraging these families. Encourage them. Let them see in you that you will make it. They will stop crying. They will stop. You will make it quicker than you can imagine. Be an encouragement to them. May they see in you, church, grace and acceptance and hope. In this world, our families need to see from us as a church that though life is crazy and things occur, there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And together, through God's power and the Holy Spirit within, we will make it. Church, they need to know of your support, Yes, your financial support. When you give your offering to this church, you're helping the ministry for these families. Aren't you glad, young adults, that someone before you gave and supported that brand new beautiful building we have is all about kids and youth and children and church office. It's good. And we are so grateful that you have given and given. I hear sometimes our church family members say, all these young couples and kids, we don't even know who they are. Well, get to know them. That may mean you need to sit in a different place sometimes. That may mean that when you don't know one of these couples, you say, let me introduce myself. Let me tell me who you are. Don't just say, I don't know them. Get to know them so that you can encourage them, give them hope, be the presence in their life, be an example, and most of all, church. Let us commit that we will be a stable, loving, strong, vital, vibrant, God-loving, fellowship-loving, grace-living church. Let it be never said of First Baptist Church Lufkin that we were too concerned about ourselves and this, that we did not provide for our families a strong foundation of grace and truth, of love and forgiveness. So today's not the end. Parents, don't think, oh, wow, I did that. Woo, check that off. It's day one. It's the first day of your commitment, your recommitment of doing family, because before you know it, these kids will be, your kids will be up here singing. And before you know it, they'll be walking across the stage, and I'll be trying to get up and move because they'll be graduating from high school, and they'll all be going to Baylor, and it will be a glorious, glorious day. In just a few moments, we're going to baptize some children, some teenagers, and an adult. If you're to be baptized, I want you to go right now. Because you see, parents, what we've done here is we've dedicated you and we've dedicated your children, but there will come a time very soon in their life, whether they're 8 or 10 or 40, a time when they will have that experience with Christ and they will say, I want to follow Christ. I want to be baptized for all to know that Christ is my Savior and my Lord. That day will come. It starts here, and it just begins here. This morning, I called my kids, and I said to them, I remember the day we dedicated you. Your mom and I, we didn't know what we were doing. And we knew we needed a church to walk alongside of us. And our families were there, and we dedicated them to God, and then it just seemed like no time that then they professed their faith in Christ and they were baptized. And this morning our son is preaching right now and our daughter is a preschool minister. It's because the church loved them and because God blessed them. And we made a lot of mistakes and so did they. But God is good and His grace abounds. Parents, the day will come when that child will say, I want to be a school teacher, and we will say, thanks be to God. The day will come when that child says, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a pediatrician, and we'll say, thanks be to God. The day will come when that child will say, I want to be a coach, and I want to affect lives, and we'll say, thanks be to God. And there'll be a day when that child will say, I want to make a lot of money and help folks make a lot of money, and I'm going to want to be an investor, and we'll say, thanks be to God, be faithful to your church. And in God's hand, and some will be missionaries, and some will be preachers, and some will love on children, and some will be social workers, and through it all, we'll say, we were here when these parents dedicated these kids to God. It's a journey. We're all in it together. Yes, thanks. Thanks be to God.